Temperatures in the 80s across the Northwoods at 106. With WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer. The Let's Minocqua Visitors Bureau and Chamber of Commerce is asking the public for input on this fall's Beef-A-Rama event. The COVID-19 pandemic has left some questions that Executive Director Crystal Westfall would like the public to answer. The event annually draws tens of thousands of visitors. Westfall says the chamber has been planning the event as usual, but it needs up to 300 volunteers to help.
So we're just asking all of the right questions, and we're making sure that we have everybody's input before we make a final decision. So right now what we've been doing is talking through our logistical issues. We obviously have a great number of people that we move back and forth between different parking lots to get them to downtown Minocqua.
Westfall says the chamber has high school students and local clubs do much of the volunteer work, and their status is uncertain. The chamber needs to make a decision soon on the event, and the public input is being sought via text message.
Chime in, Beef-A-Rama 2020, yes or no, would be to text the word North, N-O-R-T-H, to the number 36,000. So 36 and three zeros. And we will then push out a survey to that person.
Again, that's text NORTH to 36000. There's also more information at the Let's Minocqua Facebook page. Westfall needs to hear from the public by the end of July. Many local businesses didn't know what to expect when the country plunged into a pandemic shutdown. One Northwoods Outfitter, for example, played it safe and didn't order too many new bicycles or kayaks to put on sale. But interest in outdoor activities has exploded during the health emergency. These days, Al Joswick has to work weekends just to keep up with bicycle repairs and sales. He owns Bikes and Boards in Rhinelander and says the interest in biking during the pandemic has been overwhelming.
I'm seeing bikes that I haven't seen and I'm sure haven't seen the light of day in 30 years.
Tire and tube, please. Tire
and tube. High demand means Joswick can't keep enough new bikes in stock, and nationwide suppliers are falling behind.
In today's world, if they can't go watch their favorite baseball game or soccer match or whatever they would typically do, they're finding alternative ways to get outdoors, and sometimes alternative means, you know, doing what maybe they did 30 years ago.
Joswick is happy to say that it's been decades since he's seen this level of usage on the Mud Lake mountain bike trails near Rhinelander, where he also volunteers. A few miles away at Mel's Trading Post.
Yeah, we've seen just a tremendous interest and increase in interest in doing things out of doors.
Owner Mitch Moe didn't know how consumers would react to a pandemic, but they've flooded his outdoor outfitter store with business.
It's fun to see a lot of other people this year jumping on board. They've maybe wanted to in the past. This year, they're doing it.
Bike and kayak rentals and sales are highly popular. It's a trend that, as a business owner and a lover of the outdoors, Moe is delighted to see.
We're in northern Wisconsin. We have access to lakes, we have back roads, we have bike trails. It's a great place to be if you're looking for outdoor recreation. And we're seeing that in sales, we're seeing that in rentals, we're seeing that just people coming in doing things.
And the Rhinelander Area Silent Trails Association has confirmed interest on its trails has also gone up during the pandemic as well. You might see them as just pests, but to biologists, insects are a critical part of life on Earth, and overall, insect numbers are falling. Locally, efforts are underway to bring awareness to the problem. Ken Krall has more.
Oneida County conservationist Michelle Sadowskis reports much has been said about the decline in pollinators like bees, but some insects that used to be common are disappearing.
We're reaching out to people with pollinator and pollinator conservation, but it's more broad scale with many more insects that are in trouble out there, and we're just not seeing the quantity of insects and the diversity of insects that we once did.
While most people wouldn't mind fewer mosquitoes, those insects and billions of others are not as abundant. Sadowskis says this affects the many bird species as well, as many of the bird populations are in decline. She says whippoorwills, swallows, and nighthawks are declining in part due to declining insect numbers. And she says a type of perfect storm is affecting insect populations.
It's habitat loss. We're paving over many things. How we live within the environment. Also, the use of pesticides is a biggie. You know, it's very easy to get something over the counter and not realize just how much effects that we're having.
Sadowskis says the once numerous Luna moths are a vivid example of an insect that has just about disappeared from the North Woods, and fireflies are another. She says small things will add up if the public will help. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
In your forecast for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies persist with a high near 89 degrees. Mostly clear, low dipping to just 64 tonight. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms move in tomorrow afternoon, high near 88. Sunny and hot on Friday, 91 degrees, and then for Independence Day, sunny and hot again, high near 91. This is WXPR News.